Yo, that signal's very, very low.
Would you like to ask us anything? Would you like to ask us anything? Come with us and ask us anything.
If I laugh, is it going
to
distort? Yeah.
You down.
Yeah, just a smidge, I think, and you up a bit. Hello.
I'm at full capacity.
Oh, right, okay. Now you do a laugh. See? I told you I'm going to distort.
Well, you just have to pull away when you laugh.
Welcome to the very first episode of Ask Us Anything with Arcs. I am Hanny.
I'm Clara.
And we are Arcs, and you are going to ask us anything.
that sounded quite professional.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm quite impressed with that.
Thank you so much, yeah. So our first podcast, as you might be able to tell.
It's DIY at its best.
Mm-hmm. So we are here to get to know you a bit more, you to get to know us a bit more. We're all just gonna become friends.
Pals.
First on the agenda, Clara.
Yes.
What are Arcs doing now? Been in the studio with our mate Steve. Lovely boy, I'd
Steve's
say.
Steve's great. He puts up with a lot of our annoyance.
Mm-hmm. I would say that imagine producers have one of the hardest jobs going because they have to tolerate musicians. But I imagine what they're used to tolerating is like, I don't know, lots of excessive drinking and, you know, needing to go out to do other cool things. They're probably not dealing with us and our
snacks,
trays.
Yep. We also, when we were in the studio, we recorded and it was possibly the two hottest days of the year.
Oh, good Lord.
So far. And I was in charge. My one job for the day was to turn the aircon on. And I thought I turned it on and we all thought it was broken and we spent the whole day sweating and then I discovered I had not turned it on.
That was a fun time, wasn't it?
We discovered that at 11 p.m.
That was fun.
We were all sweating.
No love lost.
No. I said, I think the pressure really spurred us on. We're going to be bringing some new music out. Well, that's an exclusive.
By the time this airs, we will already have
announced. Oh yeah,
it.
Right. I see. Okay, yeah, not so exclusive. So we're going to be bringing a new single out in October.
October the 14th.
Called Call Me Crazy.
Call me.
There you go. That's a little snippet for you. There good you job. Go. I didn't sing that. Wouldn't be in tune. What's the song about, honey?
Well, thank you for that segue,
you're
Clara.
You're so seamless, I would say.
So Call Me Crazy, happy little pop song about living with depression.
Lovely.
And all the trials and tribulations that may bring. It's like a bit of an insight into my brain and my experiences with my mental health.
Yeah.
But all in the lovely, fluffy packaging of probably the poppiest song that we've ever written.
It is the poppiest song we've ever written. We took a turn.
Joe being my mother. Yeah. Joe's been asking for happy songs for a long time and now they've come.
Yeah.
And she wishes that they were heavier.
I used to always hate when Han was going, not hate, that's a bad word. when Han was going through a happy time, the songs would get too cheerful. And then when she was really angry, that's when the good stuff would come out. But this time we've managed to make a good, well, maybe, hopefully, make a good one out of a happy time. So
let's hope so. Move on to our next segment.
Segue. Next segment.
Welcome to Ask Us Anything, where you ask us anything.
There you go.
There we are. So just for future reference, everybody, please send your questions to
askusanything@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Clara.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
So the questions this week, things that people want us to talk about. Firstly, from Lewis. Hi, Lewis. He wants to know about tennis.
It's very broad.
Very broad. Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
Venus Williams.
Yeah. Serena's our fave.
Yes, by a clear, she's our fave. Clear
I'm really
mile.
Spurring her on to win another Grand Slam, but
yeah, I think she will do it.
I think she will.
I'm not sure this is what Lewis imagined.
No, I'm not. When
he asked us to talk about tennis,
we are not like Serena Williams.
We play a lot of tennis as a band. It's the benefit of a two piece.
Yeah. We played doubles the other week.
Mm.
That was fun.
I feel like tennis for us has replaced live shows during lockdown.
Just a way to
we'll
get
do
our
a tennis tour
out.
Coming yeah. to Ooh! A town near you.
like an ATP tennis tour. I don't think anyone would come and watch. Oh, maybe in like Eastbourne or something. They like tennis in Eastbourne.
Oh, that would be great.
That
yeah.
would be good.
Yeah, please do.
Oranges if at halftime.
Yeah. Half-time if you're interested in coming to the Arcs tennis tour, then please do let us know.
Yeah. we also want to set up a band tennis. What's the word? Club.
Club, yeah.
Club, yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to push this for a long time and I'm gradually making traction with Clara now.
Go on, tell us what's it's called, Han.
What's that racket?
What's that racket?
It would be a musicians tennis league. Yeah. And I don't think I need to sell it any more than that.
She's already got a logo. So
I do, and t-shirts.
She's ready. Yeah, as if we need more t-shirts in our lives.
Claire has asked. Claire
My mum.
Clara's mum.
Hi, mum.
What food do we eat on tour? And I think, Claire, the question really is, what food do we not eat on tour?
we love a car snack, because touring is 95% in a car.
I would say the top three we have are a chocolate raisin.
Oh, yes.
A grape.
Yeah. And an easy peeler.
And easy. Are we those guys? Are we're giving a very
healthy
portrayal.
Yeah. I mean,
there's also a lot of popcorn. Chocolate fingers.
Chocolate fingers are a good one. I once bought a box of chocolate fingers and I was eating them in the car and I said to Han, do you want one? I couldn't possibly eat them all. And there was only one left in the box. So she had that one. I had eaten the whole box.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
So Mary has asked, what is our favourite park?
Ooh.
Mm. Mm. For context, we do a segment on Instagram called Arcs in Parks.
Yeah.
Where we tend to, when we're on tour, often we're going for a jog or just getting some air. And we like to rate parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Hove Park's up there.
Hove Park is really great.
Yeah.
One of my favourite parks we visited on tour was somewhere in Germany. I'm really sorry. I don't know where. And we were at the side of a road and we found a park and it had a long, long slide. Blacked out and it went all the way down. And we had so much fun there. We were late for our ferry and we missed the ferry because we had a lot of fun.
Why do I have no recollection of this happening?
Yeah, it was when we...
Was it at a petrol station?
Yeah, it was at a petrol station.
I do remember
it
now.
We had so much fun. We were getting lots of food and then we missed our ferry. It's not the first time we've missed our ferry. We have missed our ferry before too.
We've actually not had a ferry trip that hasn't been late almost.
We don't have a good experience with ferries.
So what? You're going to go for the German roadside park.
I'll go for the German roads.
Or actually, there was a particularly good park in that weird town with all of the theft.
Oh, hi Wycombe. Yeah, we parked in High Wycombe.
There was just a sign on every street corner that said, you know, if you leave your car here, it will be broken into. Yeah. And I thought that's terribly pessimistic.
Maybe
fair
true.
Enough.
And was actually the birthplace of Dear Diary.
It was, yeah. Oh, whoa, lovely.
What a segue.
Well,
we're going on to that bit. It ties in with the theme, actually.
Doesn't it? Lovely.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
Yeah, thank you so much. So Dear Diary was a segment that we had on our Instagram for a long time that you weirdly enjoyed, as it was literally us in bed on tour talking about what we had and hadn't done all day. So we thought we'd bring that to you here. Clara, what did you, how was your day in summation?
How was my day? My day was good. I went for a run. I'm sorry, disgusting. I'm one of those weird people. I'm not fast, I just like to get outside. My best friend Chloe always says I'm just happy if I'm outside, and I think it's quite true.
Like a terrier.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, I'd take that. But they're quite annoying and yappy though, aren't they? Maybe that's also me. So I went for a run along the seafront, which was really lovely. Then I came back. This is really thrilling. Had some overnight oats. Cleaned my house. I didn't do a great job, but it was a quick one, so it needed a little hoover here and there. Mm-hmm. Could still do with the mop.
Yeah.
And then Han came round.
That's me.
That's you. And we've just been doing loads of planning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And now we're here.
Great. To get a little bit more up close and personal, we've designed some Dear Diary with Ox questions.
So we're going for like a sleeping theme, because, you know, it's like...
I think they get it, yeah. Okay, dear Diary.
Got it. They got
it. Yeah, nighttime, the sleeping.
They got it. Okay. So, Han.
Yes, dear.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
I'm a confident left.
You're okay.
However...
So, are you going like stage left? Like if you're in the bed...
Right, yes.
To the left.
Okay. Yes, right, yes. Okay. I will say, though, I have an attic room. Mm-hmm. So if I was to sleep in the right, I would be sort of in the armpit of the room.
That sounds good.
So maybe in another room, maybe I'd be a right. But right now, it's a firm left every day.
Do you not like when there's like a little cozy bit?
Mm-hmm.
If I was you, I would sleep on the right in the little bit.
And if I'm being entirely honest, quite often it's just as central.
Yeah, I will vouch for that, because over the years we have had to share a double bed, I sleep like a little pencil, and Han likes to starfish. And she does like, if there's ever a double bed and single bed, I always get the single bed.
Well, it's just wasted if you had the double,
right,
isn't it? Because you don't move.
I also always get the bunk bed, but I quite like a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Do you like the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
It depends on the structural integrity of the bunk bed.
Okay.
I quite like the bottom bunk, to be honest. I have this irrational fear that there's always going to be a fire and I'm always going to have to leave.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. What happens if the top one falls down? Is that where you're assessing the structural integrity?
Yes. Okay. I mean, also, it does depend on who is my top bunk.
Oh, okay.
It's a case of, would I rather you fell on me or me fell on you?
Is it like if they're a wriggly sleeper?
Well, you're perfect, actually. Yeah, you're a perfect top bunk because you just don't move.
There you go, that's
if there's
true.
A loose screw, you're still you're fine. So with you, I think I'd always rather you fell on me than me fell on you for the benefit of the future of the band.
Han would probably just let out a little... Ooh. We also actually had an experience of a triple bunk.
Yeah, that was an absolute moment.
In Belgium, and we had a triple bunk in a camper van. It was like a camper van park inside. It was really an effort to get up there, I have to say. And I didn't feel that safe up there.
See, that was difficult using the logic of which, you know, who would you want to fall on whom?
Yeah.
Because Charlie, my cousin who was driving us, he's a big guy.
Yes.
He's like 6 foot lots. And I was thinking, I don't want him falling on me. I mean, being on the bottom as well, you'd have two people fall on you. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So I went for the middle on that occasion.
We also did put the spare duvet out and make a crash mat in case anyone fell out.
Oh my God, I forgot that.
And
Duvet. Is it duvet or is it juvet? Please,
I say
let us know.
But I get taken the piss out quite a lot for that. That was where you also broke the light switch that camper van. Okay, one more question. What kind of pyjamas do you wear?
I will say that in the event that I am visiting or I need to be in the rest of the house, I would go for a short.
Okay,
A pyjama short with pockets. It's got to have pockets.
Oh yeah, that's handy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And perhaps a t-shirt or vest.
Vest is so rogue for pyjamas.
I don't like to get hot.
Okay.
But then also, I wouldn't be against a tracksuit because it, on the occasion that I'm actually not going to be wearing it whilst sleeping. You see.
I don't.
The honest answer I is follow. I don't wear pajamas.
Thank you. We've got to the bottom of that. There's a lot of pussyfooting around.
If I was
so bold, I really? Just.
It's just so.
What happens if, like, something happens in the middle of the night?
You have clothes by the bed that but you can just throw.
If there's
throw
a fire,
on.
Are you going to put them on?
You... Potentially.
Wow.
Or if not, I'm just going to slide right out there.
I would forget and, like, answer the door to the postman or something and be like, oh!
Fortunately for me, I live at the top of my house.
Okay, so you're
so I would
last.
Have to get down 3 floors without noticing that I was fully naked.
Quite the feat.
Yeah, that I Great. Would, but I'm also quite keen on a matching set.
Oh, I aspire to own a matching yeah. set of pajamas.
Yeah, from Zara.
Yeah, yes.
Other pajamas are available.
Other pajamas are available. Are they though? No, actually, I've never owned a pair of Zara pajamas. Tune in next time to find out what pajamas I like to wear. That'll keep you coming back for more.
They'll be waiting on the edge of their seats. Yeah, that's a wrap.
Chicken wrap or falafel?
Halloumi from Lyon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, other wraps are available.
Other wraps are. You're not very good at that, are you?
With my rule. Thank you so much for tuning in to Arx Us Anything with Arx. I've been Annie.
I've been Clara.
Hope you have a lovely day and be nice to everyone and maybe pet a dog.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to Arx Us Anything with Arx. Please send your questions to arxusanything@gmail.com and please remember to rate, review and subscribe.
Sounds like you were like press one for.
Thank you so much. Cashier number 4, yeah. Please.
Would you like to Arx Us Anything?